We are back here on Purple Daily, normally talking football, but we're going to take a little bit of a turn. We have two Hoopers here with us, Nafisa Collier of the Minnesota Lynx, Jared Culver of the Minnesota Timberwolves. First of all, how are you two doing? How are you enjoying your experience, your first look at the Minnesota State Fair?
I'm good. This is crazy. There's so many people.
It's wild.
Yeah, like she said, there's so many people. I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
Do you get anxious in crowds? This does happen to me. Like, when there's too many people, I get a little bit like, oh, what's going on here?
I feel like I don't get anxious, but I get, like, road rage walking too slow.
Well, at least you're all tall. You can see over everybody. Right. So when you're shorter, you got to kind of navigate your way
like
through.
You're like the person in the SUV who can see over. I want to start out with Nafisa. You're having a tremendous rookie season.
Thank you.
Noticed that the Lynx Twitter account working very hard to make your case for Rookie of the Year, and I think you have a great one. I would love you to give Jarrett some advice about being a rookie, because he's going to try to do the same thing. You have come into the WNBA, which is incredibly hard for rookies, and had a lot of success this season, become an all-around player very quickly. So tell him how you've done it.
Well, I would probably just say that you have to be confident in who you are as a player, because, I mean, it's just like freshman year all over again, pretty much, for the second time. So you're here for a reason, and be the player you know you are, and that's how I think you adjust the quickest.
Appreciate it. It's great advice.
Have you kept an eye on the Lynx? She's had a great season, stepping right
great
in
season.
To a very kind of a unique situation with Lindsey Whalen retiring and Augustus being hurt.
Like,
and,
basically, if you have her season as a rookie, you're going to be pretty good. Yeah. If you can match her numbers as a rookie, you're going to be straight. You'll be good. Good to go. Yeah.
What do you know about each other's game?
I heard she a bucket. I heard she needs to be Rookie of the Year is what I'm hearing. And I mean, from what I've seen and what I've heard, I agree fully.
For both of you, when you're a young player, but you're also this talented player, how do you go into a locker room with veterans and establish yourself in kind of a new situation like that?
For me, just stay true to who you are. Just keep working hard and be yourself, and then let them teach you. Be a big, great follower, and then also lead in your own way. So those ways for me is just staying true to yourself.
And the face of you too?
Yeah, pretty much the same. And I've been really lucky with the veterans that I've had taking us under their wing right from the beginning and allowing all of us, we have so many new people, to be the players that we are and help us into our new roles.
So here's something I'm curious about, and this goes for both of you, but especially you go to UConn and you guys win pretty much every game all the time. And so you come here and it's the WNBA and there's not that many teams and they're all stacked and everyone's good and you lose games, right?
Yeah.
And you blow leads and other teams have great players, and it's got to be a very different experience for you as opposed to figuring, yeah, we're going to win 35 out of 36 or something, right?
Yeah, it is a lot different. And I think that's what makes it so fun, though, is because every night, I mean, sometimes in college you know that even if you don't play your best game, you're probably going to win. But here you have to come with your A game every single night or you could get blown out. So that's the biggest difference, and I think that's what makes it fun and why you play sports is the competitiveness that it comes with every game.
For you, as someone who covers college basketball, I saw you a lot. Obviously, saw you during the tournament. And guys like me are supposed to be the experts. I didn't pick Texas Tech. I don't think anybody picked Texas Tech to get to the championship game. When you all made that run, did you feel like you proved a lot of people wrong? And just what was that feeling like to get to that level?
We for sure felt like we proved a lot of people wrong. We just stayed true to ourselves. We stayed focused on our goals. And, you know, we used that as motivation when people didn't pick us, when people doubted us. We just used that as motivation. We went out there and just played together. And I feel like that was a big thing for us that year.
You were clearly one of the better players at that level. Sometimes with guys like you, you come from that great defense, good on both sides of the ball. People go, well, can he be a star? Can he be that guy that kind of elevates a team? How do you respond to, you know, people who ask that question?
You know, only Tom can tell that, and I'm going to just keep working hard and see what the – you can't tell the future, but for me, I'm going to just keep working hard, be who I am, and keep working on my craft, and everything else will fall in place.
Now, I asked you not too long ago if you had a chip on your shoulder about being sixth overall, and you said you're not a chip on the shoulder type of person, which is a unique answer, actually.
Yeah.
Usually athletes say, oh, yeah, I want to go.
Everybody says that.
Right. How about you? I mean, I don't know what you thought coming into the draft, what your draft status was going to be, where you were going to be taken, but do you look at that and write down those couple of teams that were ahead? Although it's a very unique experience in the NBA where you get drafted to one team and you're actually playing for another team.
Uh-huh.
But what is your take on that? Are you a chip on the shoulder type of person?
For me, just to be drafted number six, it was a blessing just to be able to make it.
I need athletes up here ripping people. What are you guys doing?
That's why they're elite athletes, man.
It's just a blessing to be in my position and make it just make my dream come true. And, you know, I would say I have a chip on my shoulder, but I just, like, say that's motivation. Every day I come out, every day I see people who doubted me and didn't think I could be here, and I just use that as motivation.
So you're telling me that hasn't changed, Nafisa? I mean, I have a chip on my shoulder about you being drafted sixth because I watched a lot of you in college, and when the draft was happening, I was like, her? Really? What? And so when you ended up here, it was really surprising. I mean, I think you're like fourth all-time in UConn scoring. There's a couple other good players that people have heard of, like Maya Moore in the same ballpark as you.
People have heard of her.
I don't know. I guess maybe I was more upset about it than you were.
I mean, for me, is I feel really lucky that I came to this program, and if I would have gone higher, I wouldn't have been here. Mm-hmm. So, although, I mean, I agree with you, I think that I could have gone higher, but I'm so thankful that I did it and that I'm with this program now.
I saw the Brittany Griner situation where there were, you know, some punches thrown, some suspensions, and it was amazing because people were like, wait, they do that in the WNBA? So I'm just curious, if how much trash talk happens, you know, in the WNBA? Are you one of the people that participates, or are you at the other end of it?
I mean, there's a fair amount of trash talking going on. I don't participate that much because people don't usually do it to me.
Because you're good. Because they don't want to. They don't want you to hurt them, yeah.
I'm not great at it, so I try to stay away from situations where I'm going to fail.
Okay, so there was an interesting incident the other day with WNBA trash talk where a few of the Sky players said that Liz Cambage called one of them fat. And I thought, like, it is basketball. I mean, I'm just saying, you don't need to go tweet that she's talking trash to you.
It happens. It happens. You see the Brittany Griner fight?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What do you think of that, by the way, when Brittany Griner... Because one of the things that Brittany said was that as a big player, she's getting beat up a lot, and that referees overlook that because they assume you can take it. Have you had that experience? Do you feel like players are allowed to be more physical with you on the court?
Yeah, I definitely think that is a fair assessment, even with Syl. I mean, she's a big player, and people are allowed to just hang all over her. And, I mean, that happens all the time. There's smaller players that if you hit them the same amount that you hit someone else, it would be a foul with one and not a foul with the other. So I definitely don't think that's fair, and I know where her frustration is coming from. And that particular instance, she got hit, so I see why her reaction was. She got punched.
Yeah.
And she had already told the refs that there was history between them and she needed to watch that player because she had been doing that before. Mm-hmm. So I don't really blame her at all.
So look up on YouTube the Lisa Leslie fight that
Yes.
Your head coach was on the floor that night.
Yeah,
and still has a beef against Lisa Leslie, I think. Jared, I want to ask you about getting to know your teammates. I mean, so it's the exact opposite of WNBA. She gets drafted and you're like on the team and playing like 3 days later. With you, it's you get drafted and then you've got lots of time to sort of get set up and everything else. What have you done since getting drafted to get to know your teammates and kind of start to bond before you really get into it?
Yeah, just building relationships and letting them know who you are and embracing them who they are. And you know, they older guys than me. I'm a young guy coming in, so I'm looking forward to learning from them, seeing their experience and using that to help me on the court. So those guys I'm be going to war with every night. I'm excited for it.
You and I were both in Anaheim for that tournament run that you guys had and end up in Minneapolis for the Final Four. Kind of a unique moment. Nipsey Hussle's there, who I spoke with. I know you all on the team knew him. Then the next day you get the tragedy. How did you all process everything that kind of unfolded?
That was tough for us and our team just because how one of our teammates knew him and how he was close to our team. And, you know, he was there supporting us. So, you know, it was a tragedy accident, and we hate to see that, but and we kind of used that and, you know, played for him that next game and used that to play for him.
Nipsey Hussle is an interesting guy because he had this sense of community and it seemed like he really desperately wanted to give back and build things.
Yeah.
I mean, how much do you sense that of NBA players? Because I feel like with basketball players in general, the links are huge with this, of just like this sort of sense of giving back and doing as much as you can, maybe even more than any other league. I don't know if you guys feel that or why that is.
I just feel like just for all the NBA players to make it at that level, you're in a different situation from other people, and you're blessed enough to be able to help other people out and give back to community and do things of that nature. So you for sure want to take advantage of that, and I know that's something I would want to do, just take advantage of that, because that's always something I wanted as a kid, just be a role model in the community and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're on such a huge platform where you have so many people looking up to you, especially younger people, that you need to use that to help your community or help other things and speak out on the things that you're passionate about. And I think that both the NBA and the WNBA are doing a really good job of that.
I want you to tell me some player that you've played against this year who you were like, Wow, okay, I'm on the floor with her. And then who you're looking forward to being on the floor with?
I would say Elena Deladon. She's a really good player. And seeing her in person was really cool.
She's the real deal.
So my wife, as you know, my wife, Sloan, she was a huge...
I like how you threw that out there, your credential. Let everybody know that I'm legit. I got you.
But once we drove three states over to watch Elena Deladon in Delaware because it was the closest she was ever going to come. And I had never heard of her before. They pass the ball in. She dribbles it down the court at 6'6", pulls up from an NBA three and drills it. I was like, what is this?
Imagine being the other team in that situation.
Right. And the other team was like, you know, they had their tallest players like 6'1".
Yeah.
How about you, Jared? Who are you looking to be on the floor with this year?
For sure, LeBron. He's one of the icons of basketball, one of the greatest players to play. And then one of my favorite players, Jamal Crawford, is being able to be out there and play against him.
With LeBron, though, if you have an opportunity, like, do you try to dunk on him, or do you just there's too much respect and you don't want to get embarrassed and blocked? Like, because me, I'm trying to dunk on LeBron one way or the other, right? I mean, your height and your skill.
Yeah, he on the opposing team, so you do what you got to do.
Derek Cobb, you all heard, is going to try to dunk on LeBron. You all heard it here first.
I was
going
to say, it's way easier for us to say, like, oh, we dunk on him, man. That's what we do. Nafisa Collier from the Lynx, Rookie of the Year in the future. And potential same for you, Jared Culver. So, great to have you two up here. Really nice to meet you in person. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening here to Purple Daily on Score North.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.